Hello, all. It's the Hobbs and Quash Show. Bow, bow.
You can just go to the James Bond theme again.
Yes.
We have a special guest this week, another one.
Hello.
You can't wave at a microphone, Thomas. You like can't wave at a microphone. Quai's here again. Quai.
What? I just called him.
You should have been back last week. We had Callum and Gary on. It was a massacre. It was absolutely fucking horrible.
There was penis.
Didn't you finger Callum in the ass? And then Callum called his girlfriend a man. So I sent her a link on Facebook.
This is a girlfriend that he loves very much.
Sophie. Sophie.
That's her name. You obviously listen.
Her name's Zoe. She's coming down this weekend. So the last episode's on my iPod. So we go, look, Callum called you a man. Look, I have the audio clip.
Wait a minute. It's not Gorza.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Have you not heard of this?
I think I do actually, yeah. Yes, she's very fit.
Really?
9/11.
That was mean. Where in the world is Callum Laird?
Dead. At Boots.
At Boots. No, he's up.
Is he in?
He's up the road. I don't know where he is.
In London town.
He's not back yet.
Merry Londonshire.
Okay, that's section Hobbs. One. Hobbs. That's section one done. He's in Landan.
I've got a question for you.
The accent.
Got a question for you.
What?
9/11, true or false? True or false? 9/11.
This is not
true or false.
We're not going back to your quiz that you had on Sunday, and that was not one of the questions. I know it wasn't.
I won the home base quiz championships.
Really?
No, I just stole
the trophy
at the end
because you were very drunk.
I won
before we went to watch WrestleMania because we're cool like that. Wasn't fun.
Uni boobs, true or false?
True or false? Many.
Are you going to start this again like last week? You were going Barack Obama, shag or die?
Why not? Well, answer the question.
Saunders, Barack Obama, shag or die?
Give me some context, to be honest. Would I die instead of shag?
No, would you either kill him or shag him?
Shag him? Sell the money, papers.
This is true.
Sorry.
Then again, if we said kill, if you said die, we'd probably shout racist at you for about 5 minutes.
That's true. I'm used to that.
News!
What's the biggest news of the week, Quai?
Lots of news.
You know, you haven't got the hang of this whole podcast in malarkey, have you?
No.
No. But look, it's on the screen. Look.
Really?
Mib.
Alright, go.
Left centered. Mib.
Is that all you have to say? You fucking wrote the shit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I can read it. Mib triple.
Yes, honest. This is all about. This show's all about you. Go on.
Mib triple. Yeah. What about it? There's a new one. New one. We obviously the second one was shit. So third one's no doubt gonna be shit.
Well, everything's a difficult second chapter. Everything has a difficult second chapter.
Like periods.
You're in one of those moods again today, aren't you?
What?
As soon as that mic goes on, you just talk about shit.
And again,
people listen.
That was the general idea.
People listen. And I rated 17th on Podomatic. Quite good.
You too. Really?
People. We had this discussion with Callum last week.
Oh my god.
People fucking listen to this shit.
Who are you?
I don't know why.
Write in or something. Email them. Them why are you
200 odd subscribers. It's stupid. You guys are morons. No matter how much we insult them, they still fucking listen.
If you write in, you will get a copy of WWF Warzone for the N64.
First person to write in.
About why I'm so awesome.
500 words.
Just send them. Alright, what have you got? Crap sitting around.
Imodium. I'll send you some Imodium.
There's some pizza crust.
Pizza crust and Imodium.
Use pizza crust. There's no pizza still left on there, but we'll send it to you anyway.
In a letter.
In letter form.
Pizza.
Pizza shavings. Sprinkled with our sperm.
Too far.
That's a line.
There is a line. We go we go way past it.
Only I'm allowed to cross that line, for only I have the hat.
What hat?
The line crossing hat.
I have no idea what's going on anymore. You do cross the line, because last week, you went, oh, them Chinese and them Japanese and them Koreans. It's all the same.
Yeah, they are. They all look alike.
I haven't got any.
All birth from Jackie Chan's loins.
And you and Callum ask every single black person to write in just to see how racist we are. And so, no black people have written in. So I'm assuming we're a white only podcast.
I need to put my hat on.
Ku Klux Klan cast.
Get your hat.
Where? What hat is this? Oh God.
This is Rey Mysterio mask.
He's wearing his Lucha Libre again. Again. What he does in his spare time, I'm telling you. He does sit in that works. Oh, I'm Rey Mysterio,
yeah.
And I love it. He just looks, because you can't see his eyes, he just looks creepy. Poke him. Poke Kwai.
Spin around a bit, and then jump on you.
I'll spin around
a bit, and then I'll jump on you.
Nah, Triple H, you ain't got fuck all on me. I'll spin around and jump on you.
That's beautiful. Anyway, we'll go back on track instead of talking about Kwai's.
I can't read the news anymore.
Okay, doing a Men in Black 3, is it going to be good or not?
It depends if they get Will Smith back or not. And
they're going to have to get
Will Smith. And the white guy.
No, Chris Rock, he's like a poor man's Will Smith.
No, he's not. Chris Rock is awesome.
He's not muscle.
With his black humour. It's true. The damn nigga.
He said the M word. Someone press a beat button.
We haven't got a beat. I've got a woo button.
No, don't press the woo button.
Two and a half billion achievement points unlocked.
What's the hardest substance in the world?
God.
My erection.
No. No. Way off.
That's not the answer I gave at the quiz.
Chuck Norris. You could say Chuck Norris's erection. Would be the hardest thing in the world.
He doesn't get erections.
Constantly.
He's just
Yeah.
No one can sexually satisfy Chuck Norris.
I tried once. And I gave birth to myself. No, I tried to satisfy Chuck Norris once. Yeah, I would actually have to touch him inappropriately. So, achievement points.
Yes, lots of achievement points.
2.5 billion. And how many have you unlocked?
All of them.
Half a billion.
2.4 billion.
Yeah, 2.4 billion acquires.
2.499999999.
It combines a 52 billion combined gamer score. Quite of which is 50 billion. Because you play. I'm stroking your non-beard.
I like the material. Feel it. Feel it. Yeah.
Doesn't he looks like a spangly gimp?
He does look like a spangly gimp.
I like Pulp Fiction in style.
Sex in the Pulp Fiction. Assassin's Creed 2 is going to be the same as Assassin's Creed 1.
But
in Venice.
And with Batman wings.
And with Batman.
They're really Batman.
Batman is. You said playing LTA like you didn't supposed to play Batman. In a Venice Gotham City.
I hope it's not as repetitive as the last one.
Last one was really, really shit. I say it was shit, it was
it
good.
Awesome.
It was good.
If it looks the same, I like the look.
It was good. Oh, he's returned from the world of the Lucha Libre.
Oh, what happened? Got a red face.
It's very, very good. But it was just very boring after a while. Yeah. And I couldn't be a. Wait. I spied. Give me that pizza, Kwai.
That's mine.
You're not eating it. You know, you now want some more pizza.
Save it for later. Hobbs always has to eat.
Yeah, it looks crap, but you're gonna buy it. We're gonna buy it anyway. It's gonna be good, but even if it is crap, I'll still buy it anyway, just because I'm confused about the storyline, and I have to know what happens, otherwise I won't die happy. And lost. Yeah. What about I'm Alive? Stop singing that fucking song.
Island, but nobody knows where they are. They are lost. If only someone could find them before they get into more danger.
That's Brett.
Have you watched the new Lost?
Wait, Not yet. That comes later.
Oh, what? Are?
That comes later.
Is it even in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Talkie-talkie, walkie-talkie.
All right, I don't want to break your routine.
Yeah. What about I Am Alive, going back to Assassin's Creed? When's that coming out?
I don't know. No, we haven't heard anything from it.
In a photo, and that sexy one's doing it.
And it's in, like, three cities.
Three cities?
It's, like, set in three cities. Like, some American place, some English place, and Tokyo.
Oh.
I think.
So it'll be San Francisco, London, and Tokyo.
Yeah.
Where else?
No.
Where else are they gonna set it in England?
Blackpool,
London, Black Dudley,
Royston.
Royston. I knew you'd bring that up. Royston.
Have you noticed some of the churches of Rochdale?
Chorley.
You know, I found
it's set in the Woolpack. It's a crossover between a video game and Emmerdale. The game set in the Woolpack. So running around an earthquake
up
in Emmerdale.
How good would a fighting game between EastEnders, Coronation Street and Emmerdale be?
So what, you get like Dot...
We get Blanche of Coronation Street.
Like Dot Cotton. Dot Dukin.
Spandex.
Yeah, Dot Dukin.
Haven't got each other. Windmilling. Ken Barlow. It'd be a big
boss. You get Nasty Nick. Nasty Nick Cotton. It's just dirty and wrong. Like, why have you got worms?
Yes, I do.
What do you mean worms for the triple?
Worms for the triple. It's on the PS triple.
PS triple. What is that a reference to? I recognise it.
Tay Diggs. Fucking Tay Diggs.
Okay, it's not what I think.
PS triple.
It's that black bloke.
Racist.
The Trinity. PS4 has been confirmed with the PS in PlayStation Infinity.
It's not really.
No, it's not. They have patented something called the PS Cloud, though.
Cloud.
It'll be down.
They're not going to beat down all the hardcore Xbox.
It was better than the Xbox 720.
That's not the name of the next one, though.
Or the 1080.
1080 Splash.
1080 Snowboard's good, not 1080 Xbox.
I need to get that, it's on my list.
What is it going
to
be called? The Xbox Man. It's just a bloke that sits down and plays games.
The Xboxer.
What?
The Xboxer.
The Xboxer.
It'll be a console in the shape of Mike Tyson.
I want to make some sort of comment, but I can't think of anything.
He's tall.
It's black.
Racist.
Are you going to buy worms? Anybody?
I'm a uni student.
Neither do I. Actually, saying that, neither do I.
You have money. You spend it on games. You probably will buy worms, yes.
Probably. This interests you. Mortal Kombat. I don't care.
Mortal Kombat's awesome.
What's happened?
They might leave.
MK team kills Midway.
They might leave Midway and be like, fuck off, you dicks. Because Midway, we're going to sell them. So, like, fuck off, Midway.
They can do it their own, look for their own.
Yeah, although I'm pretty sure like Ed Boon and all that on the Mortal Kombat made Midway, so their area doesn't make any sense. Just like that.
So they're basically gonna leave themselves.
Just like that.
Tommy Cooper.
Just like that.
Maybe they'll start pushing back and forward through time.
Just like that.
And Lego Rock Band.
Yeah.
Is this actually true?
It's been confirmed. There's like a chart of what's coming out. Well, like the chart of like music games, like Staff with Guitar Hero, there's like blah 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 blah. And it was like Lego Rock Band, Guitar Hero 5, Guitar Hero something else. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was just a joke, like an April Fool's thing.
No, nah, it's true. It's actually true. They need to make Lego Universe, that's what they need to make.
Is there a Lego Universe?
There was on the PC.
Pirates.
It was on the PC.
Castles.
Yep, PC.
Awesome.
PC. Rude.
Is that all we have for this week?
Uni news. What about that strike then?
What do you think of G20?
What?
Uni news.
Oh, right.
You're
okay.
A university student. You're supposed to be like protesting and shit.
All I do is sleep and drink beer. And sleep some more, and then occasionally go to a lecture.
That's all I do.
That's pretty much. You don't go to lectures.
Puff and puff, I occasionally go to work.
You sell buttons.
I've got wood.
Do you really?
At work.
Oh, you do have lots of wood at work. I have lots of... I have nice buns at work. Hot sausages.
Sue is not nice.
Sticky buns.
Is there someone called Sue there?
Yeah, there is.
Someone called Doris.
Did you guess that? There's two of them.
There's someone called Doris.
No.
Miguel.
Miguel. He's seen his leg. What Miguel done to him.
No. Miguel kicked him.
Miguel and Richard's little sister have maimed Kwai and stopped him playing football. He got beaten up by a small child and a Portuguese cleaner. It was worse than that. That's about...
Miguel's just like... A brick
shit house.
Is a giant Portuguese cleaner and a small and
he follows me everywhere I go.
I have been dubbed the fat Ronaldo.
No, like even he's like the fat Portuguese Ronaldo.
Are we playing on Friday?
We are playing on Friday.
Yeah, we are. I'm playing as well.
Better turn up then.
I think I'm on the working.
Then you'll have to pick me up or some shit. Oh yeah.
Well, I can't drive, can I?
Yeah, you can. Drive the Holzmobile. Giant sticky bun.
It's a giant bun.
The hop is off the ground.
Yeah.
Is this a Belgian bun?
Yes, it is. This is the randomest episode ever. What do you think of G20? When you were university.
G20,
you're supposed to be protesting.
I don't have
shit.
A TV, so.
Fucking hell.
Protest, yeah. We didn't sit, we sat in a building. That's what a load of people did. G20 actually in Sheffield. They sat in a building.
That's good protesting, isn't it? They
like,
sat in a building.
We're not letting you have your lectures because we're sitting in this building. So I've got lecture candles. I was quite happy about the G20.
See, I wasn't paying my attention. It was like, oh, it's G20. Wasn't it on April Fool's Day?
I don't know.
I think it was last Wednesday on April Fool's Day while we were recording last week.
Might have been, yeah, it might have been.
Which is just hilarious that it's on April Fool's Day. Oh, we'll give you 20. We'll give you $1 trillion. Only joke. April Fool's.
April Fool's.
What did you think about Live Aid?
Live Aid? Which one?
All of them.
All two of them. Means that we weren't around at the first one.
I thought they were just... They didn't really need the money, did they? They were just... Well, we're poor.
Why don't you go by Resident Evil 5?
Yeah. They are loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
With viruses.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news? Jay Goody's dead.
There was much rejoicing.
There was much rejoicing.
Have you seen her funeral route?
No, she's not on a real funeral. She has to have a fake one. He pissed shit on her real grave.
Yeah, I know.
Her funeral.
I'd be first in the fucking queue to piss shit on her grave.
So long, it like goes through London, out the other side, up fucking north, and back fucking down again.
Oh my god.
And then back up to the funeral home.
No one gives a fuck. To be fair, I don't give a fuck.
Unless Dennis died of cervical cancer, which
I'd be amazed.
No one would care.
I'd be amazed if Les Dennis died of cervical cancer.
Can we post it to him?
It's
just like that. I think it was like a year ago or 2 years ago. The Sun hated it, and now it's just a national treasure for being fat and getting a minge out on TV in 2003. Apparently, they're making a film of her life. We discussed this last week. We're making a film of her life.
I just made Bruce Willis play her.
Oh, God. Apparently it's Michelle Ryan from EastEnders. You know, the really fit one. Which doesn't work. Anyway, we talked about this last week. This should be David Tennant
dressed as a burger.
Getting his kebab out on screen. Right.
I had a kebab last night. It was quite nice.
We'll cut there and we'll get back into some Lost talk. Which Kwai won't know anything about because you haven't seen the episode yet, have you, Mr. Kwai?
Magical Island? No.
And we're back. And someone's going to talk about Lost. Go.
Lost? Me? Why? Why me?
Talk
about Lost. You're the Lost fanatic.
I know.
Although
I just
want to
sit here and watch Kwai play Alex Kidd.
It's a game where you can punch cars into coins. That would be amazing.
That is real life.
Most realistic game ever made.
If it was, whenever I'm drunk, I'd be very rich.
Oh, I'm getting another. That's another point for me. Anyway.
So, yes.
Losticles. What happened in the last episode? I've kind of forgotten most of it.
Arnold's been got shot by that Saeed.
Oh no!
There you go then.
Yeah.
Last got shot. Young Ben got shot by Saeed.
Omph. That was a big omph. That was
like, oh my god, he's dead. The world is coming. This can't happen. Oh my god.
Yeah, you see, I just thought they'd all disappeared.
Basically, Kate goes out of her way to save him.
I'd leave
because
him.
Jack won't.
Leave him. Yeah, Jack's the right fucking idea. He's a cunt.
Yeah, but then the world would come to an end. You'd know how it's implode. Then again, I think I've kind of got the hang of the timeline of Lost now.
What is it? Miles explains it to Hurley.
Because Miles and Hurley are sorting it. Like Miles and Hurley are doing it. It's like it all actually happened.
Pretty sure the creators of Lost don't even have a fucking clue. They're just making up to go along. Yeah, he probably has that, and then, you know, whatever.
He punches a car and it turns into a coin.
Yeah, that kind of thing. It's fine.
No, the stuff, like, it's all, like, one continuous timeline. But their consciousness just comes back to 19... They go back to 1970s.
Yeah.
And they'll carry on. They'll be in an infinite loop.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. You don't have to explain without a diagram. Yeah. It's just a line, and then they jump back, and then a line again. But they go to 2007, and they jump back to 1977.
Strange.
So, like, Saeed actually does shoot Ben.
Yeah.
But Ben gets taken to the others, the hostiles.
Yeah, he saves
them.
Yeah,
they go into the temple. I do know in the next episode.
He's our
it's
boy.
Like spoilers, or whatever it is. Mega spoilers.
Mega. Coming up, watch out. Avert your ears.
Just they skip forward, they know what to do.
No!
Quite
dying again.
Good.
Young Ben's in it again, as is Richard Alpert, as is Horace, as is a load of people. I've totally lost, I can't remember who is in it. There's some. Oh, Charles Widmore's in it again.
Young one or old one?
Old one.
Old one.
As is Christian Shepherd.
Who's Christian Shepherd? Oh, yeah, I know Christian Shepherd.
Jack's dad.
Yeah.
Jacob. Whoever.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we know the end of Lost, we just can't tell anybody.
But it's only Jack that knows it, isn't it?
Jack and Damon Carlton and... Damon Carlton.
Who's Damon
Carlton? The, producers, like the main producers.
Why
and J.J.
Why does Matthew Fox know it?
Because he's the main character.
He's not really, though, is he?
Who's the main character, then, do you reckon?
I think it's out of Locke, Sawyer, Ben, Jack, you know.
I just think Ben has brilliant answers to everything.
I know.
Actually, Ben and Locke, like, them together is just brilliant.
Locke's the coolest. If I could have a dad, it would be Locke. You know what I mean? Although,
yeah.
I don't have a dad.
Or
Sawyer, I like
Sawyer. No, I never really liked Sawyer.
He's pretty.
I always thought Locke was a bit of a paedophile to start with.
He's very pretty, though, Sawyer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I'd have Hurley as a dad. Hurley's cool.
I would, unless he hugged you and you drowned.
Dharma chef. Cool. Yeah, all the pies.
Did.
Yeah.
So did you.
There you go, then.
I would be
Hurley. No, it's just the end of last episode where you see Locke sitting over.
Yeah, Ben.
Standing.
Ben sitting over Ben going, "Welcome to the land of the living." Maybe giggle a little bit.
Yeah, that's quite fun.
Who taught you to read? My mum. That was also funny when they're sitting on the plane. Jack and Ben, when they're sitting on the plane, and Ben's reading Ulysses.
Oh yeah.
La 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 la. And Jack goes, "I didn't know you could read. Who taught you?" And Ben goes, "My mum."
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Who
and
taught you?
My mum taught me.
That was funny.
I have to admit.
So what's gonna happen at the end of Lost?
The end of Lost.
They're all gonna die. A horrible, horrible, painful death. And then, but Jack wakes up in a bed with Aaron, and it turns, and he gets arrested. Maybe, or you see a sex scene between Kate and Juliet, and everything's good.
Everything's all
gravy after a sex scene between them two.
I think the polar bear comes back and with like a shotgun.
Oh no, all the polar bears are dead, mostly. Mostly all the polar bears are dead.
He goes to American high school and they're out.
I do know. They said that the last thing they'll have is Adam and Eve, the two skeletors in the caves in season one.
Who?
Right back in season one, where they go to those caves.
Yeah.
The caves where they find where half of them go and stay for a while.
Yeah.
They find these two skeletons.
Oh, do they?
One with the black stone, one with the white stone. And Jack was like, oh, they're like 50 years old or something like that.
Yeah. I don't remember. Okay.
And Locke calls them, oh, they're very own, they're our very own Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Apparently those two skeletons proved that the writers know what they're going on about since the start.
Okay.
And people have been ages trying to work out who they are.
Ah.
I think it's me and Kwai.
It's
me and Kwai.
Who's Eve?
I'm Eve. He's
oh,
Adam.
Steve.
He's Adam.
That makes sense.
Take that dog.
Being as
Kwai
as
Oasis.
The penis.
Awesome.
What is this?
The Under Oasis.
Stab that old woman. Stab her.
I don't like Genesis games. They're really random. Like Mega Drive, Mega Drive games.
Wow, that Marlo. Guy's the size of a house. Actually, is the size of a house.
This makes such interesting listening, watching him play Beyond the Oasis.
So Lost.
Lost. Comes out again. Oh, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the episode yet.
Not really. What happens apart from they go to the temple and
they go to the temple. What is it? It's all about Kate and
where Aaron goes. She got given to baby Aaron got given to his biological grandma.
Yes,
Claire's mum. Yeah, and
that's a bit fucking harsh, wasn't it? Just like here you go.
Yeah, here's your 3 or 4 year old kid
that you've never met.
You've never met before.
Look after him.
Yeah,
bitch.
Have fun. Where are you going? I'm going back to get your daughter. All right then.
Sounds popular.
Oh, can you go? Kwai's phone's ringing. He's not gonna pick it up though.
Probably should.
It's Boss Hog. All right. Yeah, it's good fun. The loads of shit happens, you know. Lost stuff comes out again on Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. It does
Thursday.
Indeed.
Thursday morning.
There.
I'll be watching it. 6 o'clock in the morning when it goes up, just like
in your pants, Ian Watson.
How long is she supposed to watch Lost?
Making love to a sensual woman.
No, shush, Lost is on. yeah.
Just be quiet.
Quiet.
Why I thrust
quiet.
And watch Lost.
Look, there's a black smoke. There's the white smoke.
You look at my white smoke. Take it.
You take my big black monster in your polar bear with your four-toed statue up my ass.
That's the four-toed statue. It hasn't been in it again, has it?
Well, no, it's been in it twice.
Twice?
They saw the foot. Yeah. And then, like, a couple of episodes ago, they saw the back of it.
Oh, yeah. Was that it?
Yeah.
Might not
there's be. The only other connection there is the bloke. You know when they first discovered the hostiles? When they go back to, and they shoot that guy called Paul.
And he has one foot.
And he has an anchor around his neck. Like in this weird Egyptian symbol with a necklace.
Oh,
so that's the only thing they've ever mentioned about it.
How's that? What's he said? How's that a connection to the four-toed statue?
Because the four-toed statue is hiding one of those anchors.
You fucking loser going on forums to find this out. You did not notice that.
You did.
No, you didn't.
You didn't notice that
personally. You lie.
Yeah.
He's went on forums to check this out because he's cool like that. And I'm not surprised.
Fine. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're out of the band.
You're out of the band.
Jesus Christ. The other thing that I have no idea about is the Hurley Bird.
Hurley Bird.
Last episode, this episode finale of seasons 1 and 2, they're walking through the jungle.
Yeah.
At both times. One to go back to the hatch and one to go to the dock where they get kidnapped by the others.
Oh, yeah.
And this like pterodactyl thing comes down. And Hurley's and it screams. And Hurley goes, "Did that thing just shout my name?"
Yeah.
It sounds like Hurley, or I don't know.
Hurley.
That's it. It says something like that. Something like that. Something like that. No, just for your, just, I'm not playing to your amusement.
Oh,
it
fantastic.
Says something like that.
Okay.
Hurley. It's some noise at
I'm
that.
I'm recording that later and putting it as my message tone. That's what
Hurley.
I want.
Hurley.
Hurley.
So we're talking about the Hurley bird. Yeah.
Can you
noise,
do the Hurley bird
the
noise?
Hurley bird noise. Do the Hurley bird noise.
Hana!
This is fucking redundant, I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
See, my attempt was no better. Hurley. It doesn't sound like Pee Wee Herman. Jesus Christ. It's just sinking and sinking worse and worse and worse as we go along.
Good.
We're not even drunk. We did one episode drunk. No, I did an episode drunk.
Yes, she did. That was before we went out. I was there
that
as well.
That was New Year's Eve.
That was last time I was out. That was quite funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Peas and rice, whatever
peas
you want to say.
Rice.
Peas and rice. I think that's enough losty stuff, because we've decided that we don't know anything about it. This but good
true.
Stuff always happens.
That's fun. House, have you seen the new House? You don't watch House, do you?
No, I haven't. I do watch House.
The 20th episode's out for Series 5. I've watched it today. Fucking amazing. Man, woman's dying.
Man, yes.
Man is also dying
of
cancer.
Is it lupus? It's always lupus.
It's always lupus. And it's fucking... Cutner kills himself. Cutner.
Which
Asian man. Brown.
Cal Penn.
Browner.
Cal Penn. Kumar.
Kumar, yeah.
Kumar from Hamilton
yeah.
Kumar.
Yeah, he kills himself. Shoots himself in the fucking head.
Why?
Don't know. No one knows. And House is trying to sort of, like, figure it out. And he's, so he thinks it's murder for a little while. And it's really interesting. It's really good. Really good. I like it. And yeah, so no more. There's only Browner and Bi now. No Browner and Bi.
About 13.
Like yeah, she's Bi.
Sexy 13.
13's got a hell of a jaw, though, isn't she?
Yeah. 13. I don't know. I lost interest after season 4.
Really?
Lost.
Yeah,
lost.
Man, House is. And Prison Break.
Prison Break got wank after series 1.
Series 4 is really
after
good.
After they got out of prison.
Series 4 is good.
Yeah, no, I watched series 1. It was really good. Series 2.
Shit.
Series 3. Shit, the same as season 1, but shit.
Yeah.
And the season 4, I haven't really watched
season
much.
Season
4 is
actually pretty good.
Watched like one episode, like episode like 5, and I was like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So I never really bothered.
It's one of the things you can't really watch season 4, though, if you haven't seen season 2 and 3, which is annoying.
Scrubs is good.
Scrubs is good.
Scrubs is almost finished. I'm on season 8 now, which has been shown in America.
Yeah, I'm on season 8.
Good Scrubs will be finished. It's going to go wank.
Why?
Because Zach Braff's leaving, so you got no more Jade.
Zach
no
Braff
more Jade.
In the last episode, was he? At all.
They haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the last episode.
No,
it
just
weren't.
Been
shown.
Yeah.
It just had Elliot and Turk.
No, Zach Braff said he was leaving, so there'd be no more JD.
Yeah.
That's
stupid though, because like Zach
Judy
Braff
Reyes is leaving. Carla.
Yeah.
And the rest of them will probably go as well. You might get cameos.
But without Turk and JD, it'll be shit. You're fine. I mean, there'd be no
without JD, it'll be shit unless they think of something amazing.
Yeah.
But apparently, it will continue. It'll still be Sacred Heart. It'll be like the interns. I think that's
yeah.
what they're setting it up for.
Yeah, because the new episode looks like it's set up for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they're bringing out. Though that was just their story episode.
Yeah. No, they had an episode. The episode that we just did when they were all the interns were too confident and shit, and Elliot and Turk would take them down.
Yeah, that was
the interns as well.
There was their story, and there was yeah, and there's a they're doing Scrubs the interns webisodes.
Webisode.
Yeah. Basically episodes on the internet. They're about 10-minute episodes on the internet on abc.com.
Oh, right.
So it's basically setting up so the interns will be the new stars.
They're not funny, though.
But I think it ends on May the 6th, which is a month. There's 4 episodes left, basically.
Yesterday.
4 episodes left.
Of Scrubs?
Of Scrubs.
Shit.
4 episodes. Then you have Lost, there's only about 20-odd.
what episode are we on now?
There's like five left this series.
There's 36 in the last two series.
Yeah, then we've got about five left in this series, and there's like 17 in the next series. Which is not fun. Not fun. Not fun at all.
To be fair though, if it carried on forever, you'd get pissed off.
Yeah, you would. I'm sort of running out of decent TV shows because Scrubs is dying.
House,
the in-between. The in-betweeners is very funny.
I want to model myself on House when I'm older.
So do I.
Hugh Laurie is the most beautiful eyes in the world. I want to be him.
Yeah. I do want. Now all the good TV's ending. No more Scrubs. No more Lost. I won't have nothing to watch. Ever.
You'll find.
The in-betweeners is good. The Big Bang Theory is good.
Big Bang Theory I don't really like.
I think it's hilarious.
It has canned laughter.
I do play regular sessions of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Yes.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Lizard and Spock.
You put Lizard and Spock on the end, it makes it far more interesting. Telling you.
Okay.
It's true. It's true. True. True story. True story.
True story.
True story. True story. Toy Story. Have you known they've announced Toy Story 3 in 2010? It's going to be wank.
What's going to happen this time?
More but I think Buzz
Who
goes back.
Cares?
Buzz Lightyear gets back sent back to China.
Good. I hope he dies.
And then he gets nuked by North Korea. Happy days.
And then he gets censored and not allowed to go on TV.
Well, I don't know. What are we doing in the next section? Oh, Kawhi's talking about video games again. All right. Put some smooth jazz and come back.
Fish
smooth jazz.
Awesome.
Quai don't like smooth jazz, do you, Quai?
No.
Smooth jazz. And games again. Go, Quai.
Go! I choose you, Chin Pokemon. Pokemon for the chin. It's like hard Pokemon that nut you.
Chin Pokemon. Chins you.
I can't see now.
That was silly. Talk about,
What?
The game you've been playing.
Played Hawks.
While I
rented Hawks.
Steal your Mega Drive.
No, stay away. I rented Hawks. You're a plane. You play a hawk.
You play a fly hawk?
You play an actual hawk. Your objective is to kill fish.
Really isn't, is it?
No, you're a plane. You're a plane. High altitude warfare.
Extreme.
Or something.
No, should it be experimental?
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
It's alright, it's a plane game. If you like playing games, you probably like it. It's quite fun, it's got co-op.
I know you can drift in. I know you can do. You're a aero technician, aero space man. He's an aerospace man. Can you drift in planes? Do you drift in cars? Can you do it in planes? In Hawks, you can drift, like you would in Need for Speed.
No, you can't put your tail out. Like you can't.
You can whip the tail around.
No, not
go.
At all. You'd have no. If you did that, you'd have stalled and then they'd start hurling towards the ground.
So therefore, Hawks is silly.
It's not, because what you do is you stall. And then you fly.
What? So you spin the back end round?
Yeah.
And it stalls, and then you.
Yeah.
If you stall, then to get back to speed, you have to drop about 10,000 feet.
It's alright though, because it's Hawks.
Because Tom Clancy said so, therefore it's fine.
And he's written books, you know.
Do you bomb any Ghost
you
Recons?
You can see Jesus.
Jesus.
There's a mission in Rio de Janeiro.
As is there a
giant statue of Jesus.
Giant statue Christ the Redeemer.
All the maps are like have been mapped properly, like Tokyo and Pearl Harbor.
They're all real world stuff.
Yeah.
That's not bad then. But is the gameplay any good? Is all you do is just bomb shit?
Right, you know, bomb shit, blow up shit, shoot shit.
So is that mercenaries from the sky?
Yeah. Lots of planes. If you like planes, you probably like it.
How many stars though? Out of 5 stars. Is it a must
3.
Buy? Is it an average? Is it a must buy? Is it
3.7.
So it's a meh game.
It's there. If you like Flames, you probably like it. If you don't like Flames, you
can see, I like Splinter Cell, Tom Clancy. I don't really like...
I prefer Rainbow Six and Raw.
I don't really like Splinter I don't really like those. I don't really like Ace Combat either, so would I buy it?
No. You might rent it. I rented it.
That's why I rented it. Is it an Achievement Halls game?
Not really. You get about 450 from finishing it on Elite.
There's no point for me to buy it then.
No.
Because I don't like planes and I like achievements and there is none. Yeah. So fair enough. What's next on the list?
Random out Manhunt 2.
April Fool's Day Madness on Play.com. Basically flogging games for a fiver, pretty much. Hope it wasn't actually April Fool's Day. They said, oh, it's a fiver. They actually charged me 40 quid for it.
Ha!
No, they didn't. It cost me a fiver. And it's a big pile of arse.
Biscuit.
Yeah. I'd rather touch men than play this game.
But why? The first one was so good.
It was on the Wii, for starters. So you have the crappy waggle controls. When you kill someone, all you do is go... back a spacker. And then people die.
Are you raging in the street?
Yeah, I am.
That's Streets of Rage. I'd rather stick... Streets of Rage up my ass.
You'd probably enjoy that.
Than play Manhunt 2 on the Wii. Because it's just a horrible game. It sounds horrible, it looks horrible, it plays horrible. But, on the plus side, I bought it for a fiver, free postage, from Play. Went down Blockbusters, traded it in, and got £8 for it. Not so bad. So, by theory, if we all went on Play now, and brought 100 copies of Manhunt 2, make 300 quid. So you need 500 quid to do it.
Yeah, I got a fucking pole. What are you gonna do now, Jiu-Jitsu man?
You're getting very angry, aren't you? Anyway, don't.
Playing a World War II game.
Jiu-Jitsu. Ha, very funny. It's very witty, as Mr. Kwai. No, I wouldn't bother buying it. I give it minus 5 stars out of 5 stars. Out of plus 5 stars. And finally, very short this week. And finally,
what, 10 minutes shorter than usual?
Yeah, 64 games.
Yes. I've brought lots.
What have you bought recently?
Warzone.
Yeah.
World Tour. WCW and World Tour.
Yeah.
Body Harvest.
Never played Body Harvest.
Gasp. Generation of Art, Speed and Power. Next Stream Fighter.
Yeah.
I've got Killer Instinct on the way. I've got Hybrid Heaven on the way.
Ooh.
Hybrid Heaven is awesome.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes. I remember playing it a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm big enough.
You're building your 64 collection.
Yeah.
I've got like 5 games for mine.
I'll buy them.
What?
I'll buy them.
You've already got all of them. WrestleMania 2000. Mario Kart 64, Super Mario 64.
I need Super Mario.
GoldenEye.
Sell it to me.
No. GoldenEye and Legend of Zelda. Ocarina of Time. Someone's getting beaten up by what looks like...
Jerry Halliwell
in a bondage suit. And he's got the police after them. That was totally random.
What? That's your special.
Did you have a 64 Saunders? You used to play your gay little Genesis.
Genesis?
Sorry, Mega Drive.
Gay Mega Drive. Mega Drive's way better than 64.
I had a SNES. SNES is better.
Sega had the best game. Streets of Rage for a start, right? I'm not going to get
into the Super Mario World. What's the best retro console go?
64.
64 counts and retro.
Yeah, it's 2 generations ago. That was 1 generation ago.
Why is it from 2 generations?
The 2 generations, it's PS1 and backwards is retro.
PS1's
retro. Pretty much. Nah, 64 is so many memories for me.
All the SNES.
Sega Saturn.
No one wants it. No one. No one liked the Saturn.
Everyone liked the Saturn.
Sega Mega Drive, man.
Nah.
Amazing machine.
No Sega.
No Sega.
Do you've got this collection, why would you need a Mega Drive?
Because Mega Drive's a classic.
Nah, I'm always a Nintendo boy. I grew up on Nintendo games. Yeah, the only reason I brought one is to play Mario and Zelda games, pretty much. Because that's the only thing they're good for these days. That's the only thing Nintendo's
good
for
these days. List
all the
Nintendo consoles.
NES. Does a Famicom count? That was it was a Japanese NES, which is the Famicom. NES. Game & Watch. Game Boy. NES. Game Boy Color. Game Boy Pocket. Virtual
Not
Boy.
The shit ones. The main ones.
Just the main ones. The NES, the SNES, the 64, the GameCube, and the Wii.
Yeah. What's Mega Drive?
Sega. You had the Mega Drive. Saturn. The CD, 32X.
Sega CD.
Sega CD, 32X. Dreamcast.
Yeah. That's what you need.
There was one before that as well. There was one before the Mega Drive.
Yeah, but if you look at it, Sega's got the better back catalogue of consoles. The only real awesome one out of Nintendo's catalogue is the 64.
The NES.
Oh, the 64 and the SNES, not the NES.
The NES was awesome. The SNES was awesome as well. And they get and then after the
that's not saying the Mega Drive and Mega Drive 2 though, isn't it?
After the 64 came out, like the GameCube went a bit wank. Anything on the GameCube was on the GameCube
I mean,
was
you got the Sega Mega Drive. You got the Mega Drive
64 version
awesome.
There. I like the Mega 64 version. Yeah.
You got the Saturn, which is awesome. You got the Dreamcast, which is high down.
The worst design controller ever.
Oh, they're brilliant! I love
they're
them.
Not.
They are.
They're all
64.
Three prongs. Where's my third hand, Hobbs? Fuck off.
I don't know what it was, but the 64 was like the first console. Well, I had a SNES, and I went 64. It was awesome. Yes, it has.
Only if they brought out the boomerangs. That'd have been awesome.
That would be awesome. I was like, that looks quite fun. Just to hit people with. See, if you got nerd rage and threw the controller away, it would come back to you. That's why they did it.
And you start playing again.
And you start playing again. Fine. You're nerd rage, and then throw it away, and it will come straight back to you, and you start playing the game again. It's all for the nerd rage, I'm telling you. PS2 was
the...
The PS2 is probably the bestest console.
Nah.
No, like most critically acclaimed because it had the best games, sold the most.
Yeah, but they all started on the PS1, pretty much.
Yeah, I'd say the best.
It sold the most, has the most games out for it. Worst console of all time is probably the. No.
Dreamcast.
No. Worst console of all time is like the ColecoVision or something like that. Or no, the Philips CDI. The Philips CDI. it was like the biggest box you've ever seen in your entire life and took CDs. And they had like the three worst Zelda games of all time on there. Zelda was on there, yeah. It's only non-Nintendo. They were basically all anime. It's fucking awful.
The Game Boy Color's, you know, still the best handheld console ever.
I also said the PSP, but it's a total lie. The PSP's wank. Oh, when they've announced
not as good as the Game Boy Color.
I'm thinking about getting a DSi. There's a few games I want to play, like Chinatown Wars and Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
Pokemon Platinum.
Spirit Tracks.
I got a Jigglypuff
like
recently
that.
For my Pokemon Diamond.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've got a DS, but my screen's broken, so I might send it off.
So are your sisters?
I don't know where a fucking thing is, and it's pink. I don't like pink. I want to get a black DSi, just because I like things to buy. Run out of things to buy. I've got nothing else to buy. There's no good games coming out soon.
Cheese sandwiches.
Got plenty of cheese sandwiches. Got stock in, so I'm alright. There's no good games out to buy. Next one's like Batman, which is like the end of May.
Didn't we have a drought of games last summer as well?
Yeah, they're all coming. They're all coming. There's like 2 month periods where there's like nothing, and there's 2 month periods where there's good stuff, and there's 2 months where there's nothing again.
It's not fair, I'm telling you.
We need one good game a month.
That'd be good. One game a month you can play for a month, and the next one comes out. I'd be happy with that. Be good.
That's how I should do it.
That's how I should do it. So just okay. Go back to the discussion. What is the best console of all time?
Nintendo 64.
Where do you? How does you remember all that shit, Kwai?
What?
Like that? How do you remember it all? Honestly. I don't fucking remember all that stuff.
What?
Nintendo 64, kid.
You just did.
Yeah, I know. Well, remember, I wouldn't think to reference it in general conversation.
Well, then obviously.
Final Fantasy kid with the milk.
I don't know, but that was fucking hilarious.
That was last E3.
That was ages ago. That's when we started podcasting last E3.
Yeah.
Almost a year. We've almost been doing this for a year.
We're a year old, yeah.
Yeah, I know, we're almost a year old. Weird. It's very weird. We had a month off, didn't we, after Christmas?
Yeah.
We couldn't be bothered. We were just like, yeah, we'll take a month out. We had 4 weeks. They were very good. We had emails going, where are you? Everything. No. No, I'm joking. I thought that guy who wanted a job with us never got back in touch after I told him he wouldn't get paid. He was like, I'll read his new website and do some writing. And it was like, we don't make any money from this. Oh. I never got an email back, believe it or not. You wouldn't think, would you?
We can't work it out.
Are we going to go
play some more games?
Or watch Saunders play some games? Actually, we can play Warzone. I want to play Warzone.
Warzone shit.
Why'd you buy it then?
Yeah, all the rest of the games on Nintendo 64. The only one I haven't got is Mayhem and Backstage Assault. But Backstage Assault is like really rare. But really.
Actually, we take the monitor downstairs and look for.
What?
I need to buy Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Why don't you just look it up here?
We could do. Right, we're going. Say bye, Saunders.
Goodbye.
Have you got any song requests? Saunders, you're the guest. Have you got any song requests? Music to put at the end of the episode.
Stairway to Heaven.
Curry shit's bad. Stairway to Heaven.
I don't think I have the Stairway to Heaven version. The AC Dixie version.
I've got a song.
What?
Laid to Rest by Lamb of God.
No one likes that.
Everyone likes that.
No one likes that.
No, he's not allowed to play games.
We'll find.
The doctor said so.
I'll find something as usual. Oh, I think the iMix is up of all the songs.
What iMix?
The iMix of all the stuff we have on here. It's like on iTunes.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere. Somewhere it is. We're just babbling now. We'll go. Say bye.
Bye. Bye.
Trash to the garbage around you. Snakes and bones in the back of your heaven's done the poison you use. Charm the walls of the eyes of a gambler. Now I seem to come to you. Hammer my bones in the anvil of delight. That's bitter.